This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is QNN, your community network news, bringing you the latest in LGBTIQA plus news and sport from Australia and the world. Celebrating 15 years on air, thanks to Australia's only rainbow community media organisation, Joy.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. National icon, gay Victorian Aboriginal elder, actor and musician Uncle Jack Charles passed away on Tuesday morning, aged 79. In a statement, Uncle Jack's publicist said the much-loved Boonwurrung, Jajawurrung, Woiwurrung and Yorta Yorta senior elder brother and uncle, great Uncle Jack Charles, passed away peacefully this morning surrounded by his family and loved ones. The publicist said that Uncle Jack had died at the Royal Melbourne Hospital after suffering from a stroke. About two-thirds of Victoria's monkeypox cases have been locally acquired. Victoria has recorded 67 cases since May, more than half of the infections across the states and territories. More than 40 of those being locally acquired, according to contact tracing in the state. Professor Marcus Chen from Melbourne Sexual Health Centre has said around one quarter of the more than 40 Victorian patients his team have diagnosed needed hospital intervention. Trans and gender diverse people without a safe place to sleep would be able to find refuge in Melbourne's inner north under an LGBTIQA plus friendly Victorian Greens election policy. The Minor Party wants to set up a crisis accommodation facility for the trans and gender diverse community in the progressive suburb of Northcote. It would boast 5 beds for emergency or crisis cases and 5 for outpatients, provide healthcare, resources and peer support, and be paid for from a Greens proposed $200 million Rainbow State Fund. A gay and lesbian police conference will soon take place in Broken Hill and will have some of the state's top-ranking officers in attendance, with the event aiming to encourage diversity and inclusivity within the force and the community. The brainchild of Barrier Police District Superintendent Darren Brand, the conference will bring officers together from across New South Wales from places such as Bathurst, Moree, Dubbo and Sydney. For those who are a part of the Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officers, the conference is a big step forward in maintaining the relationship with the LGBTIQ community. And Just Equal Australia has presented a petition to Parliament in support of a dedicated LGBTIQA+ Human Rights Commissioner at the Australian Human Rights Commission. The petition, with 1,300 signatures, was given by Just Equal human rights advocate Ivan Hinton-Teo to Senator David Shoebridge and Stephen Bates MP, both of whom have championed the appointment through an amendment to government legislation. Mr. Hinton-Teo said there was a definite need for a specific LGBTIQA+ focused human rights commissioner. That was your news update. Now to Jacqueline with your sport report.
Former Wales rugby captain Gareth Thomas is being sued by his ex-partner Ian Balm after allegations he deliberately hid his HIV status. The 48-year-old denies the allegations, saying he did not tell his ex-partner, who has since tested positive, as he was never asked. Thomas publicly revealed he was HIV positive in 2019 and in a recent Twitter post says that was due to being blackmailed and a media witch hunt. Squash Australia continues to create a national program of inclusive clubs following the launch in Perth and Melbourne. The two new capitals will join existing teams in Sydney and Canberra as part of the Rainbow Racket Squash Network. Squash Australia CEO Robert Donoghue says Squash Australia is committed to creating a healthy sporting environment and a supportive community for LGBTIQI plus athletes, coaches, referees, volunteers, staff and supporters. Proud to Try Days are scheduled across September and December. Scottish-based Perth Parrots, members of the Scottish Floorball League, have launched their innovative new club kit. Founder and chair Fraser Robertson says the vibrant colours are based on the majestic macaw parrot being unapologetically visible. The players' pronouns are displayed on the right sleeve of the jersey. Floorball is similar to hockey and is the fastest growing sport in the UK. And Australia's women's rugby sevens team has won the World Cup in Cape Town, defeating New Zealand in the final. The team scored a 24-22 victory to take out a triple crown, adding the World Cup to their Commonwealth Games gold and World Series title success. Sharni Williams was named player of the final.
Thanks, Jacqueline. That's what's making news in the LGBTIQA+ community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
Q. QNN was recorded at Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Tune in to Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, joy.org.au, or via the Joy app. QNN is distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.